I'd like to invite us all to look at our lives and look at our blessings and try to count them. You know, we come here to worship God. We come here to praise Him for who He is. And He is incomprehensible. He's awesome. He is our all in all. He is everything. We also come here to give thanksgiving for what He does, for what He's done for us, for what we've seen Him do for others. And in giving thanksgiving to Him, we're acknowledging what He does. We're acknowledging the fact that He created us, that He gave us this life, each and every one of us, that He provides for us. We're all still here. He's given us everything that we need to make it this far in life. But beyond that, how much more has He given us? You know, we think of counting our blessings. We kind of overlook the necessities, the food, the sleep, every heartbeat, every breath that He gives to us. This all-powerful God. But He gives us, I mean, how blessed are we? This time of year, I get caught up in it too. Because most everybody is thankful, whether you're a believer or not, and how much we have, how rich we are in this life here on earth. But we also acknowledge that He protects us. Protects us when we don't even know that He protects us. But always protecting us for the love that He has poured over us, each and every one of us. If you're in this room, you're being loved right now. You feel it? You're being loved. And we acknowledge His saving us. His saving grace, we acknowledge. So this time, I like the holiday season. The days start getting short. Then the time goes back. And before you know it, it just seems like it's dark all the time. Of course, the rain we've had just makes it that much more. But the holidays for me, and it's different. I was talking to someone earlier this morning. Sometimes it's very painful, you know, the loss. Because of our traditions and people always being there, when they're not there anymore, it's very painful. But it can also be a cheerful time of our traditions, of looking forward to, of something to look forward to. I'm at that point. I'm truly blessed. I still have my parents, and I've got a lot of relationships, people that are still here that I can see and enjoy, and a lot of new life, new nieces and nephews. But I get caught up in it, and even the world, whether you're a believer or not, most of them appreciate what they have. And at this time that is set aside as a tradition in this country, they become thoughtful. I mean, a lot of people are traveling. A lot of people are on the roads. They're going to see their family. They're going to see their loved ones. They're going to visit loved ones. And it's a special time of being together. But our thankfulness goes far beyond that. You know, I am grateful. I'm grateful for all of that. But it goes so much further. And that's what I want to focus on today. Our spiritual side, our hope and our joy, I want to focus on how grateful and how thankful we are that God has given us His Word. Are we thankful for His Word? Do we take it for granted? Are we in it as much as we should be? I want to be in it more. His Word of truth. There is no other truth in this world. That is the truth. And it's given to us. We've all here have been offered, and you're being offered to it right now. And then prayer. We can talk to the Almighty God of this universe that loves us and has loved us and provided for us, have given Him all these things. So I thought, and I've had some volunteers, although I'm missing one. Wesley, there you are. That we want to read some scriptures that God has given us His Word, and He keeps His Word. We have some scriptures that volunteers have volunteered to read, and then to pray to God in thanksgiving for what He has given to us. And I'd like to start that off.
Good morning. Alt tab. There we go. Okay. So I'm going to be reading Psalms 139, verses 13 through 18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Let's pray. God, thank you for bringing us here today to worship you and just for giving us the life we have, the things we take for granted. And I pray that you'll bless our lives so that we're able to worship you and praise you, and pray that you'll help everyone understand how every day matters and how important it is to worship you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'll be reading to you from Psalms, the 107th chapter, verses 1 through 9. Psalms, the 107th chapter, verses 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those have redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those have gathered from the lands, from the east and west, and from the north and south. Some wandered in the desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for the satisfied the thirsty, and fill the hungry with good things. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come now thanking you for all you have done, all you do now, and the things you have yet to do that are to come. Heavenly Father, we pray thanking you for delivering us from our distress. Oftentimes, you don't deliver us from our distress the way we feel it ought to happen. But Heavenly Father, you know what it is we need to understand. So we come thanking you for the deliverance that you provide for us. In Jesus' name we ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for choosing us pray, Lord, that our actions speak louder as our words. We pray that when we falter, when we make mistakes, and people see that we make mistakes, and we know how to ask forgiveness, and we know how to try to get back in your good graces. We thank you, Lord, that we are human. We thank you that you are merciful to us. And we pray that you continue to be merciful to us and that you can use us to spread your word everywhere we go. Help us in our daily walk, Lord, to do the best that we can. And we ask it all in Jesus' name for this sake. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I get started, I just want to say that I'm thankful for my brother Chuck over there. Most of my life, I've been always been the baby boy, and I've always had the opportunity for to look up to someone else to see how things are supposed to be done. And I'm just thankful for my big brothers and my big sisters here. And I pray that I am an inspiration to younger brothers here so they can have someone to look to see how things should be done, how you should carry yourself. So I'm thankful, first of all, for that. I'll be reading from Psalm 100. And it reads, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we approach your throne as humbly as we know how. First, giving thanks to you, thanking you for sending your son to die for us. Even though we fall short, we don't have the strength, we may lose guidance, we stumble. Father, you still accept us and you forgive us. For you know we are weak, but we're just thankful for your mercy and your grace and your unconditional love, Father. And your know-all to know when we need you the most. Father, just pray for strength. Let's pray for your everlasting love. And I thank you for not making a mistake. For putting me at this place at this time. Thank you, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. So I want to tell you a story about what happened to me last week and think about things that have happened in your life. We're counting our blessings. We're thinking about all that God has done for us. He's done some incredible things. Maybe you'll think this isn't, but last week, online banking is I'm up to speed now. I'm old school, but online banking. I got a notification I'm overdrawn, $700. Got five accounts. I got business. I got tax account. I got all these accounts, okay? So I go home and I start taking, all the dollars out of this account, all the dollars out of that account. I consolidate all my money just to get above zero, not a dollar, just to get above zero. And I, on my online banking, you can see all my accounts and all the balances at one time. And it's the craziest thing. All I had were pennies in my accounts. Have you ever been there? It's not a good place to be. Not a good place to be. I'm kind of telling on myself, but work slowed down, and I'm okay, but the Lord provides. And that's what I want to tell you. That was at 12 o'clock on Tuesday. I received a check that day, and I have this. Another great thing is I've learned how to use the Jenny machine where, now I understand you can take a picture of a check and deposit it. I'm not up there yet, but I'm pretty tickled that I can put in the Jenny machine and it can deposit into my account. I had to buy more materials that day. So here I am. I have $0. I can't even afford to get the materials to finish the job. But I got a check that day, and I put the check in the bank, and it gave me $400 automatic to my account. When I pulled that receipt out and I looked and I saw that there was $400 in the account, and I was able to go on about my business and do my work for the day, I pulled my car forward to get out of the way, and I just broke down. I just thanked God. I mean, that might be small to some, and maybe, Chuck, you're just an emotional mess. To me, I just praised him because I know that I'm a broken man. I know that he is my only hope and that he is the one that provided that. So to me, that was big. But how many times, what has God done to you lately in your life where you have just said, oh, Lord, thank you. That you, as broken as I am, and you take care of me? If you are having trouble coming up with something, then what we've witnessed up here is that's it right there for Brian to come up here and for him to be alive. Amen. For him to walk up here. For him to be willing, and I asked him, and he was willing to do that. And Brian, we love you, brother. And God is doing an amazing work. I told you the other day, we're watching you because we're just amazed at God and what he is doing in you. And there's an amazing work that's been going on before this stroke that we've watched God work in him. And he's working in all of us. God is good. And these are the spiritual things that the world does not know. And I'm also thankful, and we always need to be thankful, that he opens our eyes, our spiritual eyes, so that we can see this. That we don't want to miss these things that he does. Now, we're getting together as families nowadays, during the holidays. And whether it's, I don't know if it's a scrapbook, I looked that up to see what that was, or maybe just a family album. I think my mom does maybe both. You know, there's pictures and words and information and all. When's the last time you had a family gathering and you pull out the old albums? And it's magical. Why is it magical? Because all of a sudden, all these memories that aren't on you every day, we carry around some big ones. But all these memories come back. And the joy on that. Do you remember? Oh, I remember that. It all comes rushing back. And as we're counting our blessings, and as I was thinking about, I asked Tom to sing that song. Thank you, Tom. And counting my blessings. Am I going to remember that day 10 years from now? Or are you going to remember that? I'm going to remember this day in this church. I'll take it to the Lord when I go there. But are you going to remember those things? How many things? I guess what I'm getting at is, what if we had a scrapbook
for everything that God, wouldn't that be great? Look, I'm not a scrapbooker. I'm not an album. My mom is. I love those people that do that. I'm just not one of them. There are picture takers in the family. We each have a role. I love the picture takers. We all whine about taking a picture, but years later, we're thankful we have those pictures to capture that memory. So I do appreciate it. And if we had an album of those things that the Lord has done, and I believe we have them subconsciously, and that's our relationship because He's always been there. But what if we had that album? Just too many times to count the huge things that He's done for us. How many times has He worked us a hopeless situation? How many times? I guess it depends on your age. I'm old enough, it is a lot. It would be a huge book for me. But how many times a hopeless situation, and He works it out, and He works it out in a way that you knew how you wanted to get out of it, but never in your wildest dreams would you do it that way. How many times has He lifted you up? How many times you say, I just can't go on? And He lifts you up. I've been there. I've told you. I've been on the floor crying. And He lifts me up and I go to work. I'm going to tell you, I wanted to give up. How about shelter? Do you remember getting scared and running to your parents' arms? The safe place, you know? I'm so thankful that we can go to Him. We can run to Him. And I run to Him often. He is a safe place. I love Him. In those storms, we hold on to that rock. We hold on to Him. He's always there. He never moves. He is safety. But what a book it would be for each one of us. In this Thanksgiving time, people are thankful for family. I certainly am. I'm truly blessed. And I'm thankful for all these earthly things. Russ had something Wednesday night. If you missed it, it lists five of the most important things that you're thankful of. All right, now start hacking them off. He left us three. He didn't want to start any trouble. But what's your number one? Is it your salvation? Is it your relationship with the Lord? I don't know how people make it. I love Him. He loves me. He takes care of me. When all else is gone, He's there. And He'll always be there. And I know it because He told me. And He's been there time and time again. And that's what we're thankful for. Good time of year. Good time to see family. Good time to tell them about your relationship with Jesus. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this church. Thankful for all of y'all. Brian, I'm thankful for all the brothers that came up here and participated. And for our elders that are gone, we have no shepherd. We have the good shepherd watching over us. But our elders that are gone doing their thing, pray for them. Thankful for this church. I thank you for letting me speak. I just wanted to, just want to appreciate the spiritual things, because that's, you know, in the end, that's all that matters. It's all going away from here. So, tell you what, let me pray one. Can we pray enough? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You. We praise You. Father, we thank You for everything. Father, You are our everything. You have provided us with such rich spiritual blessings, Father, the most of which is Your Son, Jesus, Father, who we're totally dependent upon. Father, we thank You for Him and the love that He showed. Father, the blood that cleans us of our sins so that we can have this relationship with You. Father, we know that all this earth is going to be burned up one day, and Father, we're going to be in your glory. We thank you. But until then, Father, please give us the courage. Please give us the love for our fellow man to tell them about the only saving grace, and that's through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this special day. We thank you for Jesus. Amen. Now, if there's anybody that's not a Christian, that does not have the saving grace, that wants it, this is an opportunity. I checked the water. It's nice and warm. It's clean. And it's ready. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe that He's the Son of God, if you want to turn away from your life, turn away from the life that has not worked, it will never work. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin. You can receive His Spirit. The Spirit of which I've talked about is the only thing that can get us through this life, give us the power to get up during our darkest days. The light of the world, if you want some of that, we're going to sing a song. If you need prayers, I know that sometimes people are hurting this time of year. People are hurting all time of year. If you need prayer, please come forward. Thank you. Is it time?